Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show.
Who's your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? Is Kanye in your top five? Was he in your top five? And is that your top five? At some point, I'll share my top five. Is Will Smith in your top five? Notice, I didn't say all-time hip-hop rappers. I said hip-hop entertainers. So that means their body of work of things they've done in entertainment, but hip-hop was their foundation. Is someone like Ice-T in your top five all time? Went from rapper to actor. Ice Cube now runs the Big Three Basketball League. He's been a producer. He's been a director. He starred in films. He was part of the group NWA. Very successful solo artist as a rapper. Is Ice Cube in your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? It's Kanye. He's been a producer. Kanye has a fashion line. Kanye is a rapper. Kanye is now a political commentator. Where's Kanye at in your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? So someone like Snoop Dogg is not in anybody's, I don't think, top five as a rapper, but he might be in your top five as a hip-hop entertainer of all time. Will Smith, Kanye, who's a writer, producer, rapper, fashion guy. Is it Jay-Z? You know, who's in Ice-T, Ice Cube? Who's in your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time? I'll share mine at the end of the show. Let's see if we have someone on the phone line. Name and where you calling from.
Hello.
Hey, is this Asha Davis?
It sure is.
Writer, comedian, big-time ad exec, and proud Torontonian?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, always. Hey, first of all, thank you for calling. And second of all, I'm glad that I can actually hear you this time.
Yeah, me too. And I'm just going to, you know, just to say one thing. I heard you say when you were talking about the top five and you actually disrespected Snoop Dogg. And I'm really upset about it when you said, I don't think anybody going to put Snoop Dogg in their top five. You know what? That's rude and disrespectful because he's not just an entertainer. He actually does have bars if you actually take the time to listen to the words that he says in some of his songs. So please don't disrespect people like that. That's rude.
Hold on. But let's play this out in real life. Is Snoop Dogg in your top five rappers?
Some people's top five. And he definitely does have bars and lyrics. And he would be in my top 10.
Oh, okay, top 10 rappers of all time. Okay.
You would be in my top 10 if you listen to the words that are like on, you know, 187, Gin and Juice, even some of the stuff on Blue Carpet Treatment, like more recent stuff. Like, it's dope.
All right. To you and all the Snoop Dogg fans out there, my bad for coming at Snoop as a lyricist. Excuse me for my moment of losing my cool and my perspective on life. I should have been level 7 and said Snoop is living and talking and one of us. I am, he is, we are. Shout out to Snoop for making this world what it is. Yeah. All right, now before you go, are you going to tell me your top five hip-hop entertainers of all time?
Yeah, sure. Jay-Z, Outkast, Cameron and the whole Dipset, I'll just lump them into one.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
I know you have a problem with Ghostface, and you know, that last one is a toss up. You know, that last
Snoop
spot is a toss up between, you know, I would say, and again, this is not lyricist, but in terms of like people that I could say their performance is like super dope, I would say Kanye.
And there you have it, everybody. That's Asha Davis's top five hip-hop entertainers of all time. Jay, Outkast, Cameron and the whole Dipset, Ghostface, and Yeezy, who has been in the news and in today's show. And on that, we'll end it there.
See ya.
All right, now, appreciate you, Asha. Bye now. And that was Asha Davis, part of the original launch team and crew of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Always appreciate having her call in. She is definitely an underdog who is a champ. and we appreciate her. So thank you for calling in. Although we definitely disagree on top five hip hop entertainers of all time, I'm not sure if any of those five are going to make my top five. Maybe Jay. Otherwise, we'll just have to agree to disagree. I'll be level seven with her, which is like, there are no winners and losers. There's unconditional love. And so I still got love for Asha, even though our top fives are completely different. Let's go to the phone line. Name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my dear brother. My name is Lamont. I do Lamont's Jazz Break at 8 every Sunday evening at WHCR.
Oh, well, hey.
And I've been checking you out, brother. First of all, I have to say you're very profound, you're very intelligent, and you make me feel good about my dear radio station. And you were dropping a lot of science, brother. And let people know that on the 13th, the Sunday, next Sunday is going to be Mother's Day. And when you were talking about the rappers, my first influences was Biggie and Pac. And Pac's song, Dear Mama, is the most beautiful song that anybody can listen to and play on radio. Mm. Dear Mama.
Yes,
indeed. Dear Mama. And you dropping some science, sir. And I just want you to know, I've listened to your show. This is the first time I'm calling in. I am the oldest producer at this radio station. And I honor and love my younger brothers and sisters who take care of business, sir. And you are taking care of business. You're very profound, and I love you, sir. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
Lamont, first of all,
God bless you, baby.
Hey, God bless you, too. Everybody, get back. If you have to leave WHER for a little bit, you better get back here at 8 o'clock tonight.
Get back at 8 o'clock tonight. And like Don Cornelius used to say, you can bet your last money it's going to be a strong guy's honey.
Yes, indeed. Peace and love.
Peace and love, sir. Peace.
Hey, appreciate you, Lamont.
Right on, baby. Peace. All right,
take care. And that was Lamont. And like you said, one of the elders here. And, you know, one of the things I appreciate about being here at WHER 90.3, the Voice of Harlem public radio station, serving the community of Harlem and greater New York City, a diverse range of hosts and DJs and music and thinking. And I'm happy to be a part of this family with folks like Lamont and the other brothers and sisters who I'm here with. And I call them brothers and sisters because we are family here and we are WHER. So shout out to Lamont and thank you for calling and sharing. Also shout out to Lamont, who mentioned that some of his favorites inside of this thing called hip hop are Biggie and Pac. And also shout out in advance to all the mothers out there. Mother's Day is coming up in a few weeks. And he mentioned that Lamont mentioned one of the great songs about our mothers is Tupac's Dear Mama. Definitely one of the all-time great songs that definitely should be played often, but for show on May 13th, coming up in 2 weeks, Mother's Day. And shout out to Asha, who also shared her top five hip hop entertainers of all time. Show's almost coming to an end. I gotta share my top five. I think my top five, just so you know, are likely gonna be, and I'll just say it now, my top five hip hop entertainers, not just rappers, but folks who've had hip hop as their foundation and then what they've gone on to do for the culture and music and writing, producing, acting, all that stuff. I got to shout out my man from Philadelphia, Will Smith, who lyrically, you know, wouldn't make my top five, but in terms of his contributions in acting, some of the early days in 90s, well, not early days, but being part of like 90s range of rap artists. Also, some of the stuff he's done in acting. And now, all of a sudden, he's almost like a life coach out here with some of these videos that he's posting these past couple months. Definitely Will Smith's in my top five. Ice Cube, a guy who I think people sleep on. I think lyrically, the first couple albums he had after he left NWA, the level of storytelling, the consciousness, the just overall lyric, like Ice Cube is in my top five hip-hop entertainers of all time. I also would probably put in there KRS-One. I'm going to put in there Jay-Z, and my fifth contributions overall to hip hop as an entertainer, I'll probably go with on the fly here, let's say maybe Ice-T, who I think was someone early on who went from songs like F the Police to all of a sudden he's like on every single SVU NYPD, CIS detective show. And obviously someone who showed you can go from hip hop into acting and other things like that. And that would probably be my top five.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.